If you've ever been to a big event and it's serving food, you notice that a lot of it goes to waste. I think about this all the time at Kroger when I'm shopping or at dinner. I hate wasting food. So then the NFL draft comes to town and 400,000 people are supposed to come here, which means a lot of food among various events. But what will happen to that food that's not eaten? Marie Osborne, senior news analyst here, is here with a story of one organization that is coming to the food rescue. Good morning, Marie.
And good morning, Jamie. And so if you hate food waste, you're going to love this story. Can't like wait. I did. Chad Techner is the founder and the CEO of something called Metro Food Rescue. Job one for the draft, gather up all the food that won't be eaten and get it into the hands of hungry Detroiters. It's a bigger problem than you might think.
In this country, we waste 40% of the food that is destined for people to eat. And at the same point, one in five kids don't have enough food, as well as millions and millions of Americans overall.
Metro Food Rescue rescues food from more than 50 locations across the Metro Detroit area.
What we are doing with the NFL draft and what we do in general is we find high quality, delicious food that is made in excess because of lots of reasons, and we take it to those who need it.
Metro Food Rescue will deliver the draft food to four partner organizations in the coming days within hours of pickup. Techner says that they plan to pick up and deliver between 25 and 35,000 meals during the draft, and he says there is no judgment here. Caterers and restaurants do their best. They have to prepare the right amount of food. Sometimes the leftovers just can't be avoided.
They make too much for one reason or another. I mean, one time they had 100 less people show up an event than they were expecting, and so they had 100 people's worth of food that would otherwise go to waste if we didn't go.
Now, if you'd like to help Detroit Food Rescue, they can use it. They're looking for volunteers right now to assist in gathering food from the vendors and then dropping it off at partner organizations. And you can get all the details at metrofoodrescue.com. Click on the NFL draft tab. And, of course, you can also go to WJR.com. We'll have that info there as well.
I like this story a lot, Marie, because I said I hate when food is wasted when there are hungry people out there.
Oh, gosh, yeah. And, I mean, I was my mind was blown when he talked about the millions of pounds of food that are wasted every day in this country. When I was in high school, I worked at a restaurant, and that's when I really saw all of this in action. That was long before organizations like this operated to bring this food to the people who need it. And he said, boy, this food is great food. It's beautifully prepared, and people who need it get to have it.
So where does it go to, like soup kitchens? Because the food is prepared, so it needs to be eaten soon.
Exactly. It goes immediately, and within hours, it's fed to people who need it. And for the NFL draft, the Metro Food Rescue is working with four partner organizations in the city of Detroit. And there are people that have been these are nonprofits that have been established for a long time. They're used to feeding people. Mariners Inn is one of the places, one of those partner organizations. There are three others. Ordinarily, this group works with 50 partner organizations, but for the draft, they're working with these four, and this food is going to move.
Excellent. Thank you, Marie, for this side of the draft. We appreciate it. Senior news analyst Marie Osborne, we appreciate it.
Thanks, guys. Have a good morning.
You too. And of course, we talk about food insecurity every Sunday night here on News Talk 760 with Dr. Phil Knight on Food First. I believe that's still Sundays at 9.